Greetings from the apocalypse. This is a Dharma talk on duality. Duality is a concept discussed in great depth in Buddhism, and one we rely on in so many ways in our everyday life. It's one of the biggest delusions we carry around every day and rely on thousands of times a day. We take so many dualities for granted and believe them to be true, even though they are not truth. FYI, for my students to whom I've given this contemplation, duality is an example of the difference between complex and complicated, true and truth. The dualities we see and feel as true are things like up and down, right and left, good and bad, right and wrong, and us and them. Yet none of them are truths. They are all relative to something else and can't exist without that relativity. Up is only relative to down. Right is only relative to left. In space, there is no up or down, no right or left. Right of what? Up from where? They're all relative terms. Even good and bad, right and wrong, are relative to our learned concepts of good and bad and right and wrong. Know that the different cultures throughout our time on Earth have had different concepts of right and wrong. Even now, there are some cultures that believe it's wrong for women to drive or show their faces. In our culture, it's not wrong, and these two cultures exist simultaneously, right now, with opposite ideas of what is right and wrong. So who's right and who's wrong? Another example is in our severely divided political culture. I personally hold deep beliefs that it's wrong to treat others badly, to see others as inferior or superior to myself, to take away the basic needs from others like food, shelter, and health care. My sense of right and wrong is offended when I see families separated, children caged, money stolen, allies snubbed, school kids murdered, and hate speech spewed in public. But that is my sense of right and wrong. That's what I learned from my family of origin. But obviously, to the person with the gun, or the purse strings, or the power, they see right and wrong very differently than I. Somehow, they were raised with an opposite set of values, a different sense of good and bad, right and wrong. They think they're right, or they wouldn't act as they do. And by the same token, I think I'm right, and I act accordingly. So who is right, and who is wrong? I know my right doesn't hurt others, or at least tries not to. I know my right and wrong is inclusive, not exclusive. But my right and wrong are only my right and wrong, my good and bad. And they're only relative to what I've been taught, to what I've learned. They're relative. They're true, but not truths. When a fox catches a rabbit, it's a good day for the fox and a bad day for the rabbit. When the rabbit gets away, it's a good day for the rabbit and a bad day for the fox. Ram Dass says, we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. Inhale. I calm my mind and body. Exhale. I smile. And can't exist without that relativity. Up is only relative to down. Right is only relative to left. In space, there is no up or down, no right or left. Right of what? Up from where? They're all relative terms. Even good and bad, right and wrong, are relative to our learned concepts of good and bad and right and wrong. Know that the different cultures throughout our time on Earth have had different concepts of right and wrong. Even now, there are some cultures that believe it's wrong for women to drive or show their faces. In our culture, it's not wrong. And these two cultures exist simultaneously, right now, with opposite ideas of what is right and wrong. So who's right and who's wrong? Another example is in our severely divided political culture. I personally hold deep beliefs that it's wrong to treat others badly, to see others as inferior or superior to myself, to take away the basic needs from others, like food, shelter, and health care. My sense of right and wrong is offended when I see families separated, children caged, money stolen, allies snubbed, school kids murdered, and hate speech spewed in public. But that is my sense of right and wrong. That's what I learned from my family of origin. But obviously, to the person with the gun, or the purse strings, or the power, they see right and wrong very differently than I. Somehow, they were raised with an opposite set of values, a different sense of good and bad, right and wrong. They think they're right, or they wouldn't act as they do. And by the same token, I think I'm right, and I act accordingly. So who is right, and who is wrong? I know my right doesn't hurt others, or at least tries not to. I know my right and wrong is inclusive, not exclusive. But my right and wrong are only my right and wrong, my good and bad. And they're only relative to what I've been taught, to what I've learned. They're relative. They're true, but not truths. When a fox catches a rabbit, it's a good day for the fox and a bad day for the rabbit. When the rabbit gets away, it's a good day for the rabbit and a bad day for the fox. Ram Dass says, "We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are." Inhale. I calm my mind and body. Exhale. I smile. Om Shanti, Om Peace. Hari Om Bolo, Sadhguru Maharajai Ki. I thank you for allowing me to speak with you today, from my heart to yours. Namaste. Om Shanti, Om Peace. Hari Om Bolo, Sadhguru Maharajai Ki. I thank you for allowing me to speak with you today, from my heart to yours. Namaste.